You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Terry Powell, founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur Source, that provides empowerment and education to people who want to follow their dreams to business ownership. Mr. Powell, a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Most certainly, and looking forward to hearing more about Entrepreneur Source. So when did you first realize you had a true entrepreneurial spirit, and what was the first aha moment you remember that steered you toward business ownership?
That's a great question. I've been thinking as an entrepreneur since a very young age, and really started out like many entrepreneurs doing things that prior to even being in high school, on my summer vacation and part-time jobs and just anything I could to earn dollars and get a little freedom. It's always been about freedom for me. I did go into corporate America for a short time in order to create some cash flow in order to be able to start my own business and to have a goal to reach that. So kind of the aha moment for me was that stint in corporate America and realizing that I couldn't achieve my income, lifestyle, wealth, and equity goals working for someone else, although I worked for a very strong entrepreneur in corporate America and got to be mentored by him, which was really a catalyst for me accelerating the idea of stepping out on my own. So the aha moment was when the entrepreneur of the business I was working for became more encouraging about seeing my style and my unique abilities and encouraging me to look at doing something on my own from an entrepreneurial standpoint.
Tell us about being disregarded by many peers and authority figures in your youth, and how did you use that adversity to fire your passion to be successful? Looking forward to hearing your response to that.
Well, back in my youth, especially in high school, I was a typical, entrepreneurial type mindset kid, and probably what was characterized as a misfit. And, missed a lot of school, did a lot of things outside the rules and regulations, and barely graduated from high school. I was voted least likely to succeed by my teachers in high school and many of the students that had the pleasure or the displeasure of being in the same class with me. So that was a motivator because I knew I had big vision and dreams and was going to succeed in whatever endeavors I would pursue once I got out of school. But, I was escorted out of high school by our principal, who wasn't going to graduate me and changed his mind at the final hours leading up to graduation and called me into the office and said, reached under his desk and threw a cap and gown at me and said, Powell, he said, don't ask any questions and tell your parents not to ask any questions, but show up for graduation. You're out of here. I'm done dealing with you. So it was kind of that, that mindset that I kept hearing from different people that really spurred me on to realize that I needed to take control of my own destiny and not have others determine what my possibilities or what my dreams were or whether or not I could achieve those.
I can certainly understand why that fueled your fire. Now, also tell us about your crossroad moment. What gave you the courage to reject the 9-to-5, if you will, and start something totally new after suffering the business and personal losses in your mid-30s?
Yeah, back before that, I had tested a number of businesses on a part-time basis where I had other employees operating the businesses that were pretty successful. So that really started to fuel my confidence level that entrepreneurship and being a business owner was something I could manage, even if I was working 9-to-5. As a way of growing or investing in additional businesses. I had some difficulties with one of those businesses that I launched and went through a divorce and a bankruptcy in 1 year. And really that, brought me to light from a standpoint of like needing to change directions, look at what I was doing with my life, and really follow a passion I've had for a long time, which was to empower more people to realize what it would be like to be self-employed rather than being employed. And that was something that was always kind of a fuel for me, is why are so many people following this corporate routine and, you know, giving up their dreams to just be, you know, working for the boss, so to speak. So that was a big desire of mine. I wanted to find a way to stimulate that. And after the divorce was finalized, I went into the business and franchise brokerage business with a partner. And that was one of my first full-time ventures into, you know, getting out of the 9-to-5 racket and working for someone else.
Quite a journey you've been on today. We are joined by Terry Powell, founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Source, that provides empowerment and education to people who want to follow their dreams to business ownership, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience, and you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. Now, Mr. Powell, tell us about the legacy that you want to leave and what will shape that.
Great. It's one of my favorite conversation points. And having founded the Entrepreneur's Source back in 1984 and really discovered a niche in the market where I could really take people that had a strong to very strong desire to be self-sufficient, but were scared to death to be self-employed. And they kept reaching out in various ways to explore different businesses and franchises, but always got pushed away by the people that were qualifying them in or out as to whether they were what we call ready, willing, and able. So, you know, the key was to help take that business and really shape a way to empower more and more individuals, at the very least, to discover what their options were around being self-sufficient. So I realized it required a different type of an education and awareness and discovery process that was being offered back in the 80s, and did some research, spent about 6 months talking to hundreds of people that we pushed away from the broker business because they weren't ready, willing, and able, but kept reaching back out to us in various ways and wanting to explore businesses, but yet they weren't at that point where we were ready to spend time to help them do that. So I launched the business in 1984, created a coaching methodology that was really based on that education, awareness, and discovery process, basically focused on the why for those individuals that kept reaching out that we referred to as seekers, kept seeking information but seemingly weren't quite ready yet, and put that format together to empower those people in a safe space to explore options around franchise and business ownership without needing to make a decision or a commitment or an investment. So they could really get a chance to see what people are doing with businesses and franchises, how they're creating those businesses into a vehicle that empowers them to grow their income, lifestyle, wealth, and equity. So we're really focused on transforming the lives of you know, literally tens of thousands of people from a standpoint of the legacy of the Entrepreneur Source, and helping move them from employment to empowerment and what we call the U2.0 version of their lives, taking control of that destiny and empowered to be able to be self-sufficient and own their own business.
You know, I think it's phenomenal what you have created within the entrepreneur space and what you're offering and what you've built over the years. Certainly do appreciate that. Now, tell us your thoughts on the incoming Trump administration, the impact it could have on small businesses and franchising in particular, and what would you like to see Trump accomplish in the first 100 days in office?
Well, you know, we're at a really critical point in our society, because what Trump has been able to accomplish leading up to the election and then, of course, becoming the president, and some of his focus is really, as he states, making America great. And the American dream has always been to take control of the destiny and be able to fulfill their dreams. And 75% of the adult population has a strong to very strong desire to be self-sufficient, but most are scared to death to take that step. What Mr. Trump is doing is creating an environment where he's going to re-engineer the business element. First time we've ever had a visionary entrepreneur without a political or military background in the White House. That is a huge game changer that the majority of the population really hasn't had the opportunity to understand yet. But they're already seeing in the first week how he's gone to work and how a business mind and a visionary entrepreneur really makes things happen rather than trying to manage things that are happening outside their control. The things I'd like to see him work on, he's already started on, and that is first and foremost Obamacare, because that impacts small to medium-sized businesses and entrepreneurs in a large way, and those people that work for us. You know, small business owners and franchise owners make up 75 to 80% of the job market, creating more jobs than even corporate America does. That's an important factor. And, of course, reforming our tax situation is a huge factor that we need to look at. Business owners are just, you know, burdened with so many regulations and then a very high tax situation that doesn't allow them to continue to reinvest and expand their businesses to impact the economy to the degree that we know they can when things are more robust. So he's already off to a great start. We're going to see some wonderful things that are going to happen as a byproduct that are going to stimulate business not only in corporate entities but in the franchise world and, you know, small and medium-sized business owners. So I think he's off to a great start. I'm energized. We've had something happen in our business we haven't seen in 33 years. Every year when we have an election and we're working with clients to help them become self-sufficient, we get a stall right around election time before we know who's going to be the next president. And people kind of get in a wait-and-see attitude and are kind of unsure and uncomfortable about moving forward until they see who's going to be the next president and how that's going to work out. So we get about a five-month backlog. This is the first time ever in our history that we had the opposite happen. There wasn't a backlog or a slowdown or a wait-and-see attitude at all. In fact, we just ended 2016 with the highest revenue year we've had in the history of the entrepreneur source of helping more people be able to invest in their own franchises and businesses. We've already helped our clients invest over $1 billion into those franchise entities. And, you know, seeing that confidence that came this year and having a record year and coming out in January already, just 3 weeks into it, with a record-breaking year last year for entrepreneurs, we're already about 80% ahead of where we were this time last year in January. A lot of that's attributed to what's happening with the stock market and having Trump in office. Of course, breaking the 20,000 mark, you know, was a great achievement yesterday in the stock market. So a lot of great things happening, and President Trump is obviously a great stimulator to that type of entrepreneurial mindset because he's a master entrepreneur in his own right.
He sure is, and sounds like we're definitely on the same page in all regards with Trump and what he is able to do and what he is already doing, and certainly appreciate your input on that and bringing that up. It was incredible to see the results of the election and how that panned out. Quite historic, without a question. Now, if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Entrepreneur Source.
Absolutely. Our website is Entrepreneurs, Entrepreneurs, Source, SOURCE.com, EntrepreneursSource.com. They can visit us there and have an opportunity to explore some of the virtual coaching elements of what we can help you with and learn more about the journey of discovery of being self-sufficient in a safe space that allows them to really have that education, awareness, and discovery that every budding entrepreneur needs.
Once again, Mr. Powell, it certainly was our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company. And again, thanks for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Appreciate joining you today.
And the pleasure was all ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Terry Powell, founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur Source, that provides empowerment and education to people who want to follow their dreams to business ownership. And for more information, simply visit EntrepreneursSource.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.